Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's a remarkable fact in the light of Psalm 104, the creation psalm, that God takes just a few chapters to tell the story about fashioning the whole universe, but then uses the rest of the Old Testament to tell the story of fashioning one man and his family into his nation. In Psalm 105, God's strategic role in Israel's history is now brought into focus. We're being called on to praise the Lord for his wonderful ways in providence as he showed his grace, patience, and faithfulness towards the children of Israel. Thus, the first 6 verses are a call to, quote, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds, sing to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Remember his marvelous works. Verses 1 to 5. This is addressed to the, quote, seed of Abraham and the, quote, children of Jacob. Verse 6. The psalm is composed of 2 parts, with verses 1 to 15 also recorded in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 7 to 22. There we read, quote, on that day David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. Verse 7. This was to celebrate the ark finally making it to Jerusalem. But the psalm begins at the establishment of the nation and emphasizes the dependability of God's promise. Quote, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it to Jacob, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Psalm 105, verses 9 and 10. Throughout their travels and trials, he stood by them, verses 13 to 15, delivering them first into Egypt by Joseph, verses 16 to 25, and then out of Egypt by Moses, verses 26 to 38, bringing him through the wilderness, verses 39 to 41, and finally into Canaan, verses 42 to 45. That loyalty and care to Israel is now shown to us every day. Quote, praise the Lord. Verse 45.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.